Elevation Worship, Do It Again. Mm. What an amazing morning here at Victory 91.5. Rise and Stein, David and Leanna, Ray Haynes in, teaching on the eclipse, Elul, the feasts, the second Pentecost 2.0, the trumpets, just mind-blowing stuff as we wrap this up today.
Sure. And I'm going to try to post this to our blog, which is blog.victory915.com. You can find it there. I'll post the notes there, and I'll post all of the teaching segments too, just to give you a little grounds to understand all these things. So we've gone through the eclipse, we've gone through all those other things, and now we're just kind of focusing on this month of Elul that's coming up before us and why it's a significant month, why even if there wasn't an eclipse, sometimes I come in on teaching it. It's a really special time because it's important to note that every Hebrew year ends and begins the same way, with a transition from the month of Elul to Tishri, all right? This is includes a 40-day period of returning to God and agreeing with His word and commands. So the month of Elul, what makes it really special to me is this beautiful imagery. It's called The King is in the Field. And I just love that because, you know, when you're transitioning, so oftentimes when you fail God, you have a hard time looking at him thinking, yeah, he just wants me to draw closer because you just want to hurt yourself. And you just want to, you know, everything that is opposed to you going to God. But the point of this is it's the end of the year. When he has seen everything that you've done, he now comes to see you. Mm-hmm. And it's not to hurt you or harm you, but to draw you back to himself. Mm-hmm. And the first beginning of the new year, he'll stay with you those first 10 days to walk with you, just like you're walking with him in the garden. It's this beautiful imagery. So another way of saying that, as God has drawn near to look closely at how you're tending the fields, in other words, he gives you blessings and responsibilities, and all of these he's given to you, so now he's going to come and have a conversation. If you want to read up on it, read Isaiah 55 and Hosea 14. Beautiful picture of how God responds to our pursuit of him. But Elul has this kind of a paradox in it. The Jewish calendar distinguishes between mundane and holy. All right, ordinary workdays are mundane portions of time. Even in America, we call them that. Sabbath and festivals are holy times or holy days. So you stop from labor and focus on the spiritual, right? So Elul is what's called a holy month when you assess the year gone by. It's a time to prepare for the days of awe of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, by repenting the failings of the past, resolving for the future, right? But the days of Elul, even though they're holy, they're also work days. So the activities of Elul are conducted amidst our workday lives at work, which is to teach us how to encounter God, not just on the mountain, not just at church, but, you know, in our everyday lives. So the king's usual place is in royal palace, or in heaven in our case. To approach the king, you have to jump through a lot of hoops. However, this is the time when the king comes out to the fields, outside of the city, outside of where you can't get to him, and anyone can approach him. So the peasant has as much access as the highest ranking member in the royal court, if you're in a kind of a nation that has a king. The fields is the workplace of our daily lives. So Elul is, if you will, it's when you're preparing to meet God for judgment. Mm-hmm. He comes to the field to be most approachable so we can truly know him in his mercy. The activities required to build the tabernacle in the Bible were the same activities forbidden on the Sabbath. All right? So we're called to rest when we're with him. Our obedience and our rest are his dwelling place. It's that combination of things. So Sabbaths, holy times, are compared to a lookout tower. We rise high above our labor to see the purpose of the work from a higher perspective. Only exception to that is the month of Elul, when the king is in the field. No one labors for the sake of labor. The king is the reason for the labor, and that's when you discover that. You start to kind of figure out why you're doing what you're doing. So our question for you today is, when you see the king in the field, do you keep working? Mm. All right, do we behave as just any other day? Of course not. We might still be in the field, but the field has become a holier place,
right,
just by his presence.
Right.
So likewise, we don't clean up to be in his presence. No, we commune with him in the field. Mm. This season coming up is a season of communion. It's a time to be nurtured, to allow him to fix what has been broken, to nurture us back into a place of health and prosperity. Mm-hmm. I challenge you, even consider taking communion every day.
Wow.
Just start your day with communion. There's some things that have been recorded in our life's history that are incorrect, because God has come and dealt with them. But in our mind and our hearts, accusations, condemnations, they're still there and they've got to be removed, and mistakes that really have to be reconciled. And sometimes you just have to stop, even in the midst of your doing, because I don't know if you ever had problems and you go try to work and you just, the same job, it's just you do things like 18 times because you can't figure it out because you're distracted, right? So God wants to rewrite our story and change the way we see it. And that's what this next 40 days is for, this time of Elul. So take some time today and enjoy the eclipse, encounter God in that, and go back and look at what he's trying to say there and to encounter him. But bottom line, as we get near to the fall feast, encounter God. Find new ways to encounter God.
Awesome.
Wow.
But don't stare at it.
Yeah.
Him you can stare at. Don't stare at the eclipse, though.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
That was really cool. It's Rise and Stein. Top three things coming up.